obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I looked into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we started looking at the fact that all of God's promises are housed in His grace. And we saw Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that it's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. And then we also saw how the Apostle Paul, when he was in trouble, cried out to the Lord, and the Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. And we know that God said, where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. So we started looking at this beautiful commodity called grace, and we realized that all the promises of God are through faith collected by grace. And so we want to pick up where we left off yesterday and just find out a little bit more about this amazing grace and how we can attain and get all of the promises that God has already gift-wrapped and given to us. It's up to us now to take it. So let's continue with the service.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And so all the promises of God, it amounts to nothing but a hill of beans if you don't do anything to appropriate what God's already done. His promises, and they are precious promises, are all contained in His grace. Amen? And so we've got to take possession of them by faith. We've got to take possession of them by faith and receive them by faith. Listen, it's like a gift that's been wrapped. Your birthday comes, or it's Mother's Day, or Father's Day, or it's Christmas, and someone brings you a beautiful gift, all wrapped up. I've been waiting for a coffee cup, this special one that keeps my coffee warm all these years, and now comes birthday, I've got this coffee cup. I don't know what's in there yet. All I know, there's a gift for me. It's in a beautiful gift wrap paper, etc., etc., with my name on and a little ribbon. And I just look at that. That's nice. That's nice. That's nice. That's nice. You know what? I'm not drinking coffee. That's nice. That's nice. But when I say, thank you for this free gift to whoever gave it to me, I thank you. I take the ribbon off, take the bow off, I tear the paper off. And if you're like me, you rip it apart as quick as you can. You get it out there. Boom. Oh, look what I've been waiting for. Thank you so much. Let me drink some coffee. That's it. I had to appropriate to get the gift that's already available to me through doing something. I had to take the wrapping. I had to receive it. So when you've got healing, you've got promises of God, finances, protection, whatever it is, you have to appropriate that gift into your life with a hand of faith by accepting, receiving it, speaking it in by the hand of God's power. I've been healed and set free. It's in God's grace. And you got to appropriate it through faith. It's already there. Like I said, Ephesians 1:3, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. It's already in the heavenlies. But I don't need it, excuse me, in the heavenlies. I need it in the yannies. Right here and now. Amen. So that's a powerful thing. Go with me to 1 John 2. 1 John 2. And if you enjoy this message, please like it and share, and let's get the word out so people can start receiving healing and health and salvation and blessings from God. 1 John 2, verse 1, I'm reading from the New King James. My little children, these things are right to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Let me read it from the Passion Translation. You are my dear children, and I write these things to you so that you won't sin. But if anyone does sin, we continually have a forgiving redeemer or advocate, and the Aramaic can be translated the redeemer who ends the curse. The redeemer who ends the curse, and we all know that's Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse. He's the redeemer. And so it says, we have a forgiving redeemer or advocate, the redeemer who ends the curse, who is face to face with the Father. He's still our Father even when we sin. That's good news. He is still our Father even when we sin. Like you as a parent, when your child does something that's not righteous, you don't say, that's it, you're no longer my son, my daughter, get out, and you're done with it. No, you don't. You're still their parent, they're still your son. And so when you sin, he's still your Father. And so it says here, having a forgiving redeemer who is face to face with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Verse 2, he is the atoning sacrifice or satisfaction for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. Wow. So in these two verses alone, you see Christ, what he is to us, our forgiving redeemer and our intercessor, the righteous one who suffered in our place, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, which cleanses and shelters us. This is Jesus Christ. He's done everything. But now I want you to notice this, that Jesus has paid the price for our sins. And not only our sins, but the sins of the whole entire world, the planet. God's provision for people to be sin-free and completely taking care of the sin problem, he did for the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have life everlasting. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, Jesus, might be saved. Amen. So the whole world has got encamped in God's grace the answer to the sin problem. He did that for everyone. And he paid the price with his precious blood. We understand that. So then, the question I have is, does everyone have freedom from sin today? Is everyone free from sin? Is everyone walking in righteousness today? No, they're not. You know they're not. Is everyone born again today? No, they're not. Does everyone have eternal life? And eternal life is spent with God. Everyone's going to have eternal life, but some are going to have eternal death. You understand? There's life and there's death. There's blessings and there's curses. And those that have received Jesus and are born again are going to have eternal life living with God. And so we understand, even though Jesus paid the full price for the redemption of sin in the whole world, for everyone in the world, only those who appropriate that and believe it and receive what Christ has done for them through his glorious grace, only those people will benefit from it. It's just that simple. So you've got, once again, you've got salvation is sitting there waiting for the whole world to take it. And only a few have taken it. They've unwrapped the gift. And so even though it's available absolutely for everyone, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter the color of your skin, where you were born, your nationality, makes no difference. If you believe Jesus is the Son of God and you got that in your spirit, in your heart, you believe it and you know that he lived and died and took away the sin of the world and God raised him from the dead, the resurrection, and his blood is the atonement. If you believe that and you activate it by confessing it and making a declaration, that's appropriating what's covered in the grace. Until you do that, it's hidden from you. Once you do it, you've got the gift of salvation. Now, we know not everybody's doing that, even though it's available For by grace are you saved through faith. They've got the first part, for by grace are you saved. They've got that waiting for them to be saved. But they haven't done the second part, through faith. And it's all a gift from God. So you appropriate it with the arm of faith, like we showed earlier, and you bring salvation into your life. And we know that you've got to act on the word of God in order to establish the promise of God in your life. Come on, this stuff, if you can just hold on to this and get this in your head and start thinking about this, it's going to work in your life and help your life. You've got to act on what the word of God said. You've got to open the free gifts that are available, the gift of healing, the gift of provision, the gift of protection, the gift of salvation, every free gift in the name of Jesus. You've got to act on those. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Look at John 3:16 again. For God so loved the world, well, I just said it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. Verse 17, for God sent his own Son, he sent his own Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We have to receive and believe. We've got to believe it and receive what God has given to us by his grace. It's there. It's waiting for us. It's waiting for anyone. But they've got to appropriate it through faith. The arm of faith stretching into the promises of God in the spiritual realm, and with the mouth drawing it in with belief in the heart. That's it. It's a free gift. Amen. So it tells us that to receive, those who receive and believe have the power to become the children of God. Mark 11, I want you to turn to Mark 11. Now listen, to receive actually means to actively take. To actively take it, to receive it. Mark 11, 21. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. And Jesus answered him unto them and said, have faith in God, or have the same kind of faith that God's got. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever things he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive, and you shall have them. Amen. Now watch here. When you pray, believe you shall receive it, and you shall have it. Believe you should receive it and you shall have it. Wow, that's a pretty powerful word there. When I pray, I must believe I've received it and I'll have it. Now in the Thayer's and the Strong's Concordance, the word receive is number 2983. You can write that down. Strong's number 2983. It means this. Now listen what receiving means. Of course, remember, the time we spoke back then, when this was written, the language was so different, with different meanings, and the Greek and the Aramaic have so many different more meanings to one word than the English vocabulary does. And so we're looking at this right now, and it says here, the word receive, number 2983, means to take with the hand, remember this, to lay hold of, to take in order to carry away, listen to this one, to take what is one's own. This is receive now, to take. This is not a passive baby. This is active. Watch what? To take what is one's own, to take to oneself, to make one's own, to claim.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking.